Hello. It's March 20th, 2024, and today we have the Page of Swords reversed. Wind damage. Pages are the children of the tarot, and as much sympathy as I do have for the child of air, Libra, Gemini, Aquarius, should I let my guard down, they'd not hesitate to cut my throat. The pages of the deck all contain the element of air, and so this child of air has enough air to conjure up uncontrollable wild wind. This is the suit of the mind, and like a wild wind, this young page has yet to learn to control his mind, or what comes rushing out of his mouth. On the card, in the upright, this page stands as tall as he or she can, holding his adult-sized sword with both hands. The sword is so tall that the tip of it, the point, disappears altogether out of the picture. We see two tiny trees in the background, bent and blown in the strong wind. His head is bare, the only page without a hat of some kind. His head is unprotected. His hair and his mind are blown every which way. There are a lot of clouds in the blue sky, one exactly at head level. A line is drawn down the length of the blade, clearly dividing the light and dark side of this powerful weapon. In this suit, representing the power of the mind and the power of speech, this page's problem is he's only using the dark side. There is so much wrong with this picture. Some serious rewiring is urgently needed. What do we do about a kid who likes to torture small animals? I have no idea. The sad thing is that this misfiring, short-circuiting brain is so high voltage, we would hope that this energy could and would be guided or stimulated in the right direction. This is your school shooter right here. As an adult, something makes this person vicious, sharp, vindictive, dark, and potentially dangerous. This card brings to mind a documentary I watched recently on one of my favorite fashion designers, Alexander McQueen, who had such an incredibly abusive and violent childhood. One wonders if he could have ever overcome it. He didn't. He was vicious, cruel, and cutting even to the people closest to him. Manic, self-medicating to the extreme, and allegedly even murdered a random anonymous sexual encounter late one night for no real reason. He ended his own life, never able to exorcise his demon. But when this mind was focused, and that wild wind was blowing in the right direction, true genius was evident and obvious in his work. No answers. Why do stalkers stalk? Why do people spread lies and cause misery? Why do some people get satisfaction out of doing damage or hurting others? To quote the great Sly Stone, one child grows up to be somebody who just loves to learn, and another child grows up to be somebody who just loves to burn. It's a family affair. Or just faulty wiring.